Well, there's soccer practice for kids who want to get better at soccer, but what if your kid wants to get better at video games? Turns out there's a recreational league and a camp for that, too. Seattle is one of the cities where after-school gaming camps have been set up for kids. Nick Wingfield writes about tech and video games for the New York Times. He took his daughter to a video game camp to see what they're like.
Kids from the age of 7 to 14 go to a movie theater in some area. It might be a strip mall. It might be in a downtown movie theater. And they participate in an hour and a half long weekly game practice session. At first, they're just focusing on the game Minecraft, a hugely popular game that's owned by Microsoft. And they go through various exercises, some creative, some more competitive. And the point of it is to really participate live in kind of a team-based game practice and get to know other people who are gamers. Most of this, you know, occurs already online, but what this introduces is that element of being there present with other people and getting to know them.
Now, is this like basketball or soccer camp for video gamers? Are coaches showing the kids the video gaming equivalent of skills practice and drills?
What I saw were mainly kind of technical people that were going around helping to make sure that, first of all, kids were connected on their laptops to the network so that they could play together, and then kind of encouraging them to do these different stages. I mentioned a creative one. That's where kids kind of get together in a team and build something collectively inside Minecraft, and then it moves on to a more competitive round. I didn't see them coaching kids so much in terms of building their basic skills, but I think the idea behind the league that's actually going on right now, the league practices going on, is to give them the structure where they can sort of figure out how to compete effectively together, and then just to sort of back off and step in when a new stage of the practice begins. But they're not there coaching them the way that, you know, say Pete Carroll is coaching the Seahawks.
You don't need to go to a movie theater and be with a bunch of other kids to play a video game. That's the beauty of it. You can play it at home. What's the value add here for the kids, for the parents?
Well, what I heard from parents is that their kids are already playing these games online. The piece that's missing is the kind of sportsmanship. I mean, some kids are good about this, but there's a lot of taunting that goes on online, bad manners and so on. And what the parents I talked to said that they were hoping they'd get out of it is that their kids would basically learn the same sportsmanship, you know, skills that you learn playing soccer. And that is by being in person. It takes away the anonymity of online gameplay. You're not going to taunt, hopefully, the kid sitting two seats over from you in a movie theater.
Now, you went to one here in downtown Seattle. Now, I understand you took your daughter to it. How did she like it?
She enjoyed it. She enjoyed playing with other people. And, you know, from what I could tell, like, other parents were really, they got a kick out of it too. I think the parents also, by and large, are gamers. So, you know, it's fun for them because they understand how the mechanics of the game work.
You wrote in your story you felt like either the best dad in the world or the worst dad in the world. What was that tension there?
Anytime I write about esports for the New York Times, I hear a lot from readers, either in comment sections or email or Twitter, about how can you call this a sport? This is not a sport. Video games are not athletic. And so, you know, I'm very aware of the fact that as parents were advised to limit screen time and encourage our kids to do all sorts of, you know, traditional sports and so on. And so for me, there is a tension because, like a lot of parents, I kind of juggle whether to, you know, encourage my kids to do more on their screens or to kind of discourage it. And I mean, what won in the end was this feeling that, like, I've got kids that are actually doing all of these other things. They're reading, they're social, and encouraging them to, I guess, be more competitive in video games was not something that would be a bad thing for them. So I'm definitely not the best dad in the world, but not the worst.
What about parents who feel as though their kids don't have good academic skills and are not social? What about video games for them?
You know, I think you have to decide on a case-by-case basis. Obviously, you don't. I think if your kid is not going to get anything out of being in a room with a bunch of other people, then there's really no point to doing something like this. If, on the other hand, you have a kid who's been playing online entirely, and you know you feel might benefit from having, you know, other people around them might benefit from the social element of it. I mean, what do you have to lose? What I heard from some parents is that they were making this game practice, this Little League game practice, their kids' time on the computer for the week. So you could actually say, okay, you have an hour and a half of game practice a week. It's this organized thing at a movie theater. That's it. You know, and the rest of the time you're going to do schoolwork or chores or regular sports.
We hear a lot about the negative aspects of kids getting too into games, not going out and playing, getting obese, being utterly addicted to them. In light of that, what do you think that these games camps do in that regard?
For sure, it's a concern. I mean, as a substitute for traditional sports, I think it's, you know, I think it could be problematic. But a lot of these kids either just weren't going to play the sports anyway, or, you know, and then others actually are playing sports and playing video games too. They're not in conflict. They fit together perfectly well.
What surprised you about this video game camp for 7 to 14-year-olds?
What surprised me is that I was skeptical going into it. I thought it sounded like a silly idea. And I talked to some parents, and what I came away with was a feeling that, you know, this was actually something that was really fun for kids in a positive way, kids that might not otherwise get to participate in a team sport for whatever reason. And, you know, you could just tell that, like, there are certain kids that really want to belong to a team. They want to have a jersey. They want to have team camaraderie. And this could, you know, scratch that itch for them.
In baseball, you play Little League, maybe you play high school, college, you go to the big leagues. Do these sports camps set kids on a track if they really are good at it and want to become professionals?
It's not as structured as it is for sports. When you graduate from, you know, game Little League, do you go into a high school league? I think what happens is you actually change games very often. The games that are played professionally, League of Legends, Dota 2, Halo, Call of Duty, these are not the games, by and large, that kids in these little leagues are playing. So I suspect a lot of these kids will kind of not continue to be competitive, or, you know, they'll do it, but in a really casual way. It'll be more of a social thing, more of a club thing as they get into high school. And what happens then in high school is that's when you really start to see the elite players kind of separate from the average players. And it's a very small group of people, but they have the combination of dedication, focus, and skills to really excel at the professional level. And that whole professional side of this story is really growing. There's more money coming into it. There are huge audiences that are developing in person at these sports arenas, but also online who watch the streamed versions of these events, and that is going to pull a lot more interest from people who are playing at an amateur level.
That's Nick Wingfield from the New York Times. He took his daughter to a gamer camp in Seattle recently. Video game camp season is already underway here in Seattle. They're run by a company called Super League Gaming. And speaking of gaming, today Microsoft is unveiling Halo 5 Guardians, the latest version of that popular game. It's going to be at an event in Seattle at University Village that starts at 6, but people are lining up already down there to go to it. It'll include an arena to play the new game, along with personal appearances by Stephen Downes. He's the actor who voices the character Master Chief.